Hey, guys. So I think we're gonna get started here. Thanks for coming out and coming to hear us talk about the creating a single screen experience on the Yammer platform. And what we're gonna talk about today is we're gonna do a little quick intro on what the Yammer platform is, what it provides, and then jump into Harmony's usage and how they've created a really great product around the Yammer platform, the Office platform, the SharePoint platform, different things like that. So co-presenting with me is Yakov, CEO of Harmony, and I'm Reagan, the platform services manager at Yammer. So first, I'm gonna jump into, what the Yammer platform is. If for anybody who doesn't know what Yammer is, or just, I guess, to recap what Yammer is really good at, what the core competency of Yammer is actually around communication. So if you're a power user of Yammer, if you've used Yammer before at your company, you know that Yammer really helps break down barriers across cross-functional teams and departments and allows you to communicate with your coworkers. Collaboration is also something that we've really focused on in the past 12 months and using things like editing editable docs within Yammer allows you to collaborate with the coworkers on the same document, and Yammer obviously provides a social experience while you're collaborating. We have this notion called work discovery, which I think is probably one of the cooler things about Yammer is you're able to once you've got through your backlog of work, or if you feel like you need some inspiration, jump out and look at your main Yammer feed and find out what your coworkers are working on. And by doing that, you're able to connect maybe outside of what your day-to-day responsibilities might be, or maybe only the things you've been plugged into, and really just get a better pulse for what's going on within your company. Another core competency of Yammer now, since we've been acquired by Microsoft, is being part of the Office suite. I think we're gonna talk about that in a couple of slides, and I know Yakov's definitely gonna hit on that a lot. And then the last piece, which is the platform piece that's really evolved over the past year, is our ecosystem of third-party apps, Harmony being one of those. And we actually open our Yammer platform up to any app developer that's interested in developing specific apps for your specific company Yammer network, or apps more globally, like Harmony's done, to get a global distribution across all of our Yammer customers. So here's our number that we publicly promote. We have 9 million users, registered users, and about 350,000 registered companies using Yammer today. This is a pretty big number, because we definitely have more users than our competitors, like Jive, different things like that. And we have 9 million users that are actively using our system, and you get exposure if you develop on the Yammer platform into this user base and into the companies that they're a part of. So how do you do that? We have a set of platform components that's all exposed via the Yammer App Directory. If anybody is familiar with that, we basically have a something similar to what you'd see on like a Microsoft App Store or Apple App Store or anything like that. But all of our apps are free, or you know, learn more type of apps. And through the Yammer App Directory, we connect to all of our customers, and our developers develop on any one of our platform components, like Yammer Embed, which I'll talk about in a second, our SDKs, our web APIs, or our login with Yammer, which seems to be a little wrapped on this. So Yammer Embed is one of our bigger tools that allows you to put a social feed into your web app or into your product, and not really have to do much work. We have a 25-line block of code that you can throw into your web application, and automatically you get a Yammer feed of your company into your app, where people can comment around and add the Yammer experience into your app. We also have a set of SDKs on mobile and JavaScript. We have a Windows SDK, an iOS SDK, and we're working on an Android SDK. So we are definitely working on the mobile experience as well. We have our most famous, I guess our most widely used ones that Yakov's going to talk about in a minute, are our web APIs, which is our REST endpoints, and our data export APIs, which is also a web piece. And then finally, we have a login with Yammer button that allows you to, if you're developing an app and you don't want to care, you don't care about authentication, you can use login with Yammer to allow your users to offload that piece onto Yammer. So here's a graph of the platform authorizations, which are basically installs since we launched our app directory and we started tracking and keeping watch over this. So back in January 2013, we launched the app directory, and ever since then, we've actually seen a very steady growth of platform auths. This graph tops out at about almost 400,000 installs of Yammer apps, and you can see like steadily we've just been growing over time and over time, and that's been on a quiet investment from the Yammer product team into the Yammer platform. So this year we're taking this data and we're taking these numbers and investing a lot more into things like, if you guys are familiar, anybody saw the Oslo presentation or anything, we're investing a lot more into the Office Graph, and we expect these investments to give us a lot more app visibility and app installs across our customer base, but all that's going to come down the road. I'm sure you'll hear about that later. So if you're interested, we have a Yammer Developers Network. You can check out developer.yammer.com and check out the API documentation, example code, SDKs, downloads, anything like that. We also have a Yammer network specifically for technical developers. If you have any questions, it's a community-based resource that a lot of people, you know, our engineers sometimes jump in and answer questions there. And last but not least, I want to just kind of give a quick overview of some notable partners that have been successful on the Yammer platform. And we like to make sure that their success is definitely visible. So we have a couple of different ones up here. Most recently, this company called Office Vibe integrated with the Yammer platform and have been blowing away all of the other metrics and authorization numbers that we've seen in the past, you know, since we started doing this. So these guys have got the virality piece and a freemium business model, and so they've definitely done a good job of integrating with the Yammer platform. But obviously today we're going to talk about Harmony's integration with the Yammer platform and their vast resources that they've put to touching almost every single endpoint that the Yammer platform provides, and they've just done a great job, and we're excited to have him come up and talk about it.
Thank you so much, Regan. Thank you. So I wanted to thank Regan and thank Yammer, because thanks to our partnership with Yammer and the Office 365 team, we have been able to be nominated during this show as the best international app. So I want to congratulate our co-founder, Roy, which is here. So please join me and... So we have been using Yammer as a platform in order to deliver what we call the one user screen experience across desktop, cloud, and mobile devices. So we are using the Yammer APIs in order to build this one screen user experience. So you get on a single screen Yammer on-premise SharePoint. Who is using on-premise SharePoint? Okay. Office 365? Okay, so we have a majority of on-premise SharePoint users. And the combination of Yammer and on-premise SharePoint is also really important. And we wanted to enable this ability to get one-screen experience across on-premise SharePoint, Yammer, and Office 365. But we are also using other services which are provided by Microsoft. In addition to Yammer, we are using the Office 365 web services. We are using SharePoint web APIs. We are using also Link in order really to create this collaboration services federation, so you get on a single screen Link, Yammer, Office 365, and on-premise SharePoint. And the idea really to do that, to provide all these multiple applications in one, is in order to deliver a single screen experience across all these devices. So this way, if, for example, I've been working on this presentation, I've been working with Regan, I've been working with people within our organization, some coworkers, so I'm able to create a document from Harmony. Let's say I started actually in our office. So I go to my laptop, I go to Outlook, and I'm able to create a PowerPoint presentation directly on my Office 365 site or my on-premise SharePoint site. And then when I left the office at the beginning of the week, we were not yet done with the presentation. So I was still able to get document updates while I was on the go, get these document updates. You know, the iOS devices have a tendency for running out of battery. Anybody has ever run out of battery using an iOS devices? Nobody. Okay. You guys, if you guys can give me the trick, I would appreciate it. So that's why I was able, from a kiosk, to log on to Outlook online, and I was able to actually continue to follow on what's going on with my colleagues. And I think we're pretty much done, right, Regan, on this presentation. I think we don't need to do any additional update while I'm speaking.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what does this mean for you business users? Okay, and by the way, why are we calling them users? Well, the last industry which are still calling their customers users, you know what the other one is? No? You should know. The drug industry. Okay. Okay. So basically, we are all consumers. Let's just face it. When you are talking to people within your organization, although we are IT people, the entire organization, we are coming to work as consumers. We are just consumers in a different context, right? We are consumers in a business context. So, but we have expectations as consumers. We are not leaving our expectations and our devices at work. We are bringing devices to work. And we are also bringing to work, together with our devices, our expectations, our experiences. And IT has to change and to become really delivering to your business consumers the experience that they are expecting. And I think Yammer got that very early on. I met the first time with Adam and David 3 years ago. When we started Harmony, actually, the first thing we did, it was in 2008, we installed Yammer. And I think we were one, maybe in the logs you can find, I think we were installation number 5 of Yammer, so something like that. So what that means for your business consumer? Your business consumer, I don't know, let's see. I have maybe a phone here. So let's take something which looks like a phone. We end up poking our phones, right? We are switching application all the time. So this is counterproductive. We are switching context all the time. It's okay, maybe it has also severe implication at home with our families, right? When you got a conversation with your daughter and you know, she just look at her phone, say, come on, you have something much more important than me on your phone? She said, of course I do. Right, that's familiar as well? Okay, so we need to stop poking our phones and we need to start working with our devices. That's a change. And in order to do that, you need to reduce the context switches. And today, I have an email application, I have a Yammer application, which I love, I have a SharePoint application, which I don't like, I don't know about you, I got an Office application, a Link application, I got my calendar, I may have forgot a few. And I keep switching context between all these applications, which is very counterproductive. So what did we think to do about Harmony is to actually, by federating all these collaboration services, to integrate and deliver multiple applications within one. I love that part. I thought you guys would applaud at that point. But okay, I probably missed something. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, that's the time for a first prize. because we have also some prizes here. So we call Harmony the Enterprise Collaboration Hub. Okay? So we have a special prize, okay, which is like the London Tube, if you know it. And you just need to mind the gap, okay? So please, okay, you cannot try it here. But apart from that, if you can pass that on, just pass that to the lady. It's a very nice pajama. Okay, now we will have more chance to get a few more, okay? So stay attentive. And even if I get boring, just applaud from time to time, that just make my self-confidence goes up. You know, that just... this is serious stuff, right? I mean, this is, you know, trying to make some money out of it, feed our families, and, you know, the Yammer folks did fine with it. You know, David now doesn't need to work much, but he likes the office stuff. Okay, but I'm still, you know, going around and making these pony and dog shows to just keep going. Anyway, so now, how do we do that? So let's get into how we do that, okay? We need to do that. We have APIs. So we have the web APIs, the REST APIs, and for our integration, which I will show you, because we're gonna get a live demo, okay? And with the REST APIs, we are actually... Getting from Yammer the profiles, the Yammer profiles, and so this way we can show, for example, Yammer business cards within my Outlook webmail. Who is using Outlook Rich Client? Okay. Who is using Outlook webmail, at least from time to time? Okay, when you're on the road, right, from a kiosk. The experience is becoming so good. I remember at the early days, wow, I how they call it, Outlook Express, or, you know, they had some, no, they were the... Outlook Web Access. That was a disaster, right? You know, it was like, I hope I'm not going to have to log on. You know, it was like, please. But now Outlook Web App is actually excellent. It really looks like your regular Outlook. So we added an HTML5 component, which is an Agave component, which is really how you add functionality within the web Office web apps. And the Office web apps are actually, we love Office web apps. So this way you can even drill down. I need to switch up. This way we can even drill down and get from the web APIs of Yammer, we can even get the conversations. We can get the Yammer profile messages, and we can then nicely expose them to the end user. Roy, I said something wrong? Because no, he's looking at me like, what did you say? Okay, I used to be a developer, but once I was working with Roy, it was so fast, I said, I'm going to move to business. That's a true story. Okay, then we said, okay, we started actually from Outlook. And with Outlook, we wanted to have access, this one-screen experience, even when you are within your email. Because think about it, where are your business consumers spending most of their time? In which application? Do you have any idea? Outlook, okay? That's where they spend, you know, it's like facing your mailbox at home and waiting for something to arrive, but because we are so efficient at work, we just have Outlook open on the entire screen, right? That's the way we work. With Yammer, things are evolving. We spend more time now on our Yammer sites to see, to search for work, to do work discovery. And actually, Yammer Embed is a great way to bring a piece of HTML and without doing a lot of work. From a developer standpoint, I remember we were able to do that. You guys went out with Yammer Embed, I think it was like a good year ago?
Yeah, a year and a half ago, yeah.
Yeah, and within a couple of weeks that was available, boom, the engineers asked me for a raise because they had the whole thing done. Okay, that's what happened. So how it looks like, and I will show you a real demo, but we are using Yammer Embed in combination with the Yammer APIs in order to give you this one-screen experience within Outlook, so I can again see side by side with my emails, I have my social stream, and this way I get a full read. This is what we call social email. Really socializing, making your email, because some people, there is a debate in the industry, which is pretty much over. Some people have been saying, email's gonna die. You know, you got this big article to say, email's gonna die. Now, email user keep going up. Email traffic keep going up. And actually, email needs to evolve. And email needs to become more social. We need to Yammerize Outlook rather than Outlookerize Yammer, if that makes any sense. So we are Yammerizing Outlook in order to make Outlook more social, more cool, more young, more Silicon Valley, maybe a little less Seattle. And this way, but we like the coffee of Seattle, right? Oh, yeah. In Silicon Valley, we drink. I was 5 years in Silicon Valley. The first time I come to Silicon Valley, I asked for an espresso coffee. They wanted to take me to Kaiser Permanente Hospital. Okay, they didn't know what an espresso was the first time I came to Silicon Valley. But now, you know, with Starbucks, I think that's I've been taken care of. And now I got the heart pressure, the blood pressure going up because of too much espresso. But that, anyway, that's a different story. So as we move on, we are also bringing Yammer and SharePoint, even the on-premise SharePoint, in a single app. This is the only combined SharePoint and Yammer app. It's running on all your devices. Who has iOS devices? Even the one which don't run out of power, okay? Android devices? Okay, a few. Windows phones? Okay. Android and Windows are, you know, making progress. Nokia has been doing some good stuff. I like the new Lumia. So we have announced today, actually this morning, we have announced Harmony, the only combined Windows or SharePoint and Yammer app, is now available on the Windows 8 phones. So thank you for the applause. Okay, so we and I don't know to who to give it. Who was the first one with the? Okay, come on. Okay, mind the gap. Just mind the gap, and you got the second one. Okay, so Leroy, you need to come here. This way, I can. Okay, very nicely done, and that's the difference with the espresso. You see, the espresso is the fastest. You know, he doesn't waste any time. Okay. Now, you can also get conversations. You can see the whole thing. Now, why do you need both a Yammer app and an Harmony app on the same phone? Which is a good question. We said we wanted to get less apps, right? And now we're adding one more app in order to get less apps. So something is not right in my logic, right, in my rational. Actually, what we are trying to do, anybody can answer this question. What is the benefits to have on a single app, Yammer functionality, Link functionality, SharePoint functionality, on-premise, Office 365, Office web apps, rather than going from app to app? Okay, you got two of them now. Okay, one for your wife or a significant other. Okay, and you know, we have been pretty large in terms of size, so this way we're on the safe side. Okay, and mind the gap, please. Okay, so now let's get serious and let's get to a live demo. And now I get nervous at that stage, okay? So let's take a look at the real stuff now. So let's go to the Outlook web app, okay? Let's start, you know what, let's take some risk. Let's start from the very beginning. So, okay, there is no, everything is real. I don't know these sites, my Twitter sites, Harmony sites. I was not supposed to come up, but anyway. My Gmail, my Google Plus. You know, I don't have many Windows, my Salesforce. Okay, you know, I'm just... So now I'm going to go to Outlook web app. And, you know, Office 365, available everywhere. Very nice UI. Right? Very nice. So Harmony session, this I think I know. Let me do it. You know, that's what we need to add. By the way, that's what with the Office Graph, one of the things we're going to do is we need to make sure we're not getting so many appointments. You know, I got the calendar appointments. You know, we're going to have a signal which is going to be sent to the Office Graph, which is telling me that I have already dismissed the reminder, right? We're suffering from multiple reminders on multiple devices from Outlook reminders. Please? Okay. All the ones which have their phone, iPhone also getting discharged. So, okay. So let's take a look. So I have an email from Leora, from our marketing department, and this is about our press release. So now I am on a kiosk, and I want to access my email, or I am a company which has totally moved to the cloud. And now I'm in the cloud, and what we have been able to do as an Agave HTML5 component, you have Harmony here, which you download from the Office Store. And now what I can see, I can go to people, and I am able to get the business cards of all the recipients on this particular email. So what Harmony did right now, did it quick, Harmony sent a web API request in order to get the business profiles, the Yammer profiles of all the recipients of this email, and has been able to display them. So now we're going to take a look at one of our developers, Or, which has been copied on this email. And now we're asking more information from Yammer. We're asking for the full profile and from the conversation. So you can see his profile. So I can see, you know, a lot of time in your organization, you get emails from folks you don't know. Okay, and having profiles add a lot to the conversation. I didn't know he was a good basketball guy. He's only, you know, pretty short guy, so he must be pretty fast. I didn't know any of that. But now I can get to his conversation, and now we are doing another Yammer API to get a web API to get, and here I can see what he's talking about. So I got a good sense before. Maybe I have a meeting. Maybe I want to know if I copy him on the reply and if he needs to stay on the reply list. So I have a good sense of what this guy is doing. Okay? So let's see what he's talking about. Here is Jared blog. And, you know, we can, okay, I like this post and we're going to like it. So I'm able to do it from here. And I've been able to do all this without switching context. So I'm able to learn about somebody without going to the browser. I'm able to like and to see the conversation without having to switch to the browser. Now I have an attachment. You know, what is the good? And I need to share this press release with a bunch of folks in our company, right? So what you do when you want to share a document like that? What you guys are suggesting? SharePoint. Okay, who said SharePoint first? Okay, very nice. Okay, I'm getting better too. Okay, so I'm gonna select this document, this attachment, and I'm gonna say next. And now I don't know if you recognize the Metro look and feel. Nice, right? No applause, okay, no applause. You guys are very cool. Cold guys, you know, you're keeping distance. That's okay. Keeping me at arm's length, right? I get that. That's okay. Okay, I can simply save this on SharePoint. Okay, I'm saving this on SharePoint. Harmony is doing all the hard work, you know, because I used to have a to-do list. I don't know, a lot of my colleagues, they used to have before, a lot of my customers, they have a to-do list. At the end of the day, they write all the uploads they need to make on SharePoint at the end of the day. Then do you do that? You know, all the upload, SharePoint upload, you know that's the right thing to do, but you don't do it because it takes too many clicks. Here, you didn't need to do much, and now I can even do something more. I can reply to the sender with a link rather than an attachment. Okay, so this way, I kept everybody to the list. I can add folks. And you see I got a nice link. But what's different from this link to a cut and paste link from SharePoint to your browser. What's different? Harmony advertising. No, no advertising here. What do you see in the link? There is nothing about Harmony here. Nice, very good. With SharePoint, you like the N% 20? You know, I fell in love with the N% 20. I can't live without them. We actually give you something a little more human, a little humanized, because our philosophy, which I think is very much shared with Yammer, is to, we want to humanize technology rather than technologizing humanity. You know, you have seen with Facebook, they are buying this drone company, and there is a rumor that Google has an agreement with the State Department to actually put a SIM for every baby which is born. So the vision of Google is we're going to all become Google robots. You know, one or two generation, we're going to be all totally controlled by Google. You know, they started with the glass. The next step is to get a SIM in the ear of every human being. Okay? I don't want to be a Google robot. Which wants to become a Google robot here? Which wants to say a human being enabled by technology, empowered by technology? So these are two different visions of technology. We and Yammer believe that we need to humanize technology. We need to take technology to empower people. That's what Yammer did, empowering frontline customers. That's Adam is sharing this story all the time. Taking frontline customers which didn't have a voice, which were just like, he's just a retail guy, you know, who cares? Okay, you know what? Every one of us has something to contribute, okay? So we need to, we don't need to technologize humanity, but we need to make technology human. So even something simple like that, taking out the percent 20, which are so nice, and giving you a link that you can actually read and can be part of a sentence. Please check, or please promote the file name, which in this case is so. Okay, I'm going to send it. And this is pretty much what I wanted to show you on OWA. Now, what would you like to see next?
Before we move on, I mean, what if I want to add someone outside of the company? Because obviously that link is not going to work.
Absolutely. So we have also a solution. Not in this. This one is still a preview. We're still working with Outlook, the Outlook web app team in order to make it a GA. What we already have in our Outlook Reach client is we are enabling to check if the recipients have access to the location that you have embedded. Okay, and this deserves, we need more. Did we bring more gift? We need more gift. Now we're going to go through the other gift. We have now USB card. Okay, that's not as useful, but you can get this one. So that's a great question. So let's move. This takes us directly to Outlook. So let's go. We said most of our business users are spending time in Outlook. You see, I am spending too much time in Outlook. So let's start from the, you know, classic Outlook. Outlook Classic. You know, it's a nice email client, nothing to talk about much here. And then Outlook is a nice plugin to Harmony. Or Harmony is a nice plugin to Outlook, depending on how you see it. Okay, now, what's nice, I got my social space now side by side with my personal space. You know, we are socializing email, we are making email social. And now what I have, I got my SkyDrive. Okay, it's OneDrive now. I got my SharePoint offline files, my SkyDrive offline files. I got my on-premise SharePoint site and my Office 365 sites, all available from the same toolbar. And I can go, for example, I have favorites location. I can go back to where we posted the document we talked about. Okay, and I have this document, I can see the properties, I can change my properties. and I can do everything I need to do in order to work and share knowledge across my team. But the really nice thing, I have Yammer just here. And we have used Yammer Embed here in order to give you access of, and here is my like. I can put now a reply showing this to a great crowd at SPC 14. Okay, you guys are now, for the eternity, you are now on your Yammer logs, and with compliance, that's going to stay archived forever. Okay, so we don't get sued, right? We need to be careful. So we have all our Yammer is here, and I can actually take a look at, my document updates, so my one-screen experience, and I can see what my coworkers are working on, okay? So I see also the link status. If I wasn't so busy, I could initiate a call, okay? I can call home, I can call work, I have all my phone. This is a link menu available within Outlook. So this is a contextual experience. This is a one-screen experience, having Yammer, link, all in SharePoint on the same place. I can see what our CFO is being busy. He's signing NDA. That's what a CFO is supposed to do, getting us out of trouble, signing a bunch of NDAs. That's how we make business. By the way, did we sign an NDA, Regan? Okay, and I got the version history. I got a social version history all in front of me. Everything is here. But what's even more interesting, if I go to David's profile, I want to know more about David and what he's about. Okay, and I can see what he's doing. He's doing a PhD in information overload. Oh, he must be a smart guy. I see his recent updates. And I can go to his Yammer, using Yammer Embed, I'm getting also only a subset of what he's talking about. And he's talking about, he's talking about the price, all these things. But also what's interesting, I have also access, so let's put some order here. I have access not only to multiple SharePoint sites, but I have also access to multiple Yammer networks. So here we are using, which piece of Yammer you think we are using here? Which a type of API or a platform component? Embed to see the multiple networks? What do you think? If I have multiple networks, I got our Harmony networks, we have a partner network for corporate development, and we have the Yammer developer network, which is right here, by the way. So I've been accepted, thanks to Regan, to the Yammer Developer Network. I'm not super active, you know. I'm not very deep in all these APIs, but you can see what's going on there. There are some really nice discussions going on, okay? And I have all this. And actually, I have also access to my Yammer groups. So let's see if I come here. I should have access to my Yammer groups. So I have access to multiple Yammer groups. If I go to the right network, let's go back to the Harmony network where I have a lot of access to multiple groups. Okay, I have all our internal groups which are available, and for this, I am actually using the Yammer web APIs, right? Okay, so here this is a good example of a combination of embed together with the Yammer APIs to have a rich user interface where I am providing access to multiple. Not only I have multiple apps in one screen, I have multiple Yammer networks, multiple SharePoint sites, Office 365 sites, all in a single screen. And I am reducing context switches. Okay, so we should move to the mobile experience. That makes sense to everybody? Okay, which means I need to switch screen, which is the tough part. Okay. So let's see. And we are moving to an iPad. And I have now, so this is my iPad. Okay, please. Yes. Absolutely. Managed metadata, custom metadata, content type are available. So for example, if I upload a document in a library with multiple content type, I will be asked which one I want to choose. If I create a document in a library with multiple content type, for example, when I create a document straight on Office 365 or on on-premise SharePoint, I'm going to be asked which content type, and if I have managed metadata, or I'm also able to see them, change them dynamically. I'm going to learn about the document library, if there are tags, if there are enterprise keywords being used. All this is available, and we'll be able to do a more in-depth demo. Here we want to more focus on the social aspects. But thank you for asking. And that deserves a prize. That's a very good question. Thank you. Liora, we need more prize. You didn't know we would have such a smart crowd. This is a very smart crowd. This is a social session with the web APIs and the old stuff. We have the real folks here. So please. So let's move to the mobile device. And now I am taking my iPad. You can see my iPad. So first, let's start with the ability to have an activity stream across SharePoint, Yammer, and Office 365. So for example, here, I can see what's going on. I can see, you see the little icon. I have the Yammer icon, but I have also a SharePoint icon. So here, I have access using the federated services from SharePoint. I see what documents. So for example, when Liora updated the presentation, I didn't make a call to say, did you update the presentation? Did you got my email? You know these calls, which are real smart. Did you got my email? Did you see my presentation? That shouldn't be a call. It should be about something else. Okay, what did you think about that? Let's chat how we make it better for our business consumers. So I actually get document updates, and I can see that Magali, our French sales lady, okay, I can see that Magali has updated the Harmony prospect presentation for the French audience. And as I had a meeting with some of the Frenchies, which were, believe it or not, we had some French people around, and je parle français un petit peu, d'accord? So she updated, so I can use it. Also, I can go ahead and look for David announcement, and I can see all the replies. And here we are using, again, we are using, which part of the Yammer platform components we are using? If you have listened to Regan, you should know. Yes, any? REST is that's smart. You're just doing like a generic answer which fits most of the time. You see what sticks. That's pretty good. You must be a good developer, I can tell. So this is, I'm going to try to guess, this is a mobile SDK. Could I have done that on Android? No, because the mobile SDK is not yet available on Android. So thanks to Regan, we're going to be able to do that very soon on Android. We are still waiting, but on iOS, we have it available already. So you can see I can see in a single screen, I see my document updates from SharePoint. I see my Yammer conversations. I can go ahead and take a look at the profile of Magali and take a look at her updates, what she's working on, her document updates, her Yammer updates. Everything is there. We even have her profile on SharePoint Social. We see still something called SharePoint Social, pre-Yammer. And I have with using the social SharePoint features. Okay, so you can also use them as you get ready for the totally social experience. So this is what I can do here. So we are, okay, so that's a very good question also. How do you access SharePoint on a mobile device when a SharePoint is on-premise? Okay, so I will give you the short answer because there is a very long answer. SharePoint mobility is something quite new, and one way to do it is to use VPNs. So you have many VPNs. What most enterprises are doing, are you in a SMB or an enterprise?
Enterprise.
So you need to go to your mobile infrastructure folks, and they must be right now testing, or they may have already selected an MDM vendor. Harmony works with Mobile Iron, with AirWatch, with Good Technology, with Citrix.
So you can actually get this on Good.
Yes, so we have an Harmony iOS Good Edition. Okay, we have one. Yes, you can get it right now. Go Harmony on the App Store and it's there. You will need an enterprise license. We don't give Good with the free version.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a pretty secure environment. And we have many of our financial services customers are using that. So that's a great question. Thank you for asking. But you have already exceeded your quota of gift. I'm going to have to give you my water. And I kind of need it, to be honest with you. No, but thank you. Thank you for such pertinent question. Keep going. You're keeping me challenged. You know, that's how I stay young. The way I stay young, I listen to my 5 daughters. I try to stay up to date with their music. I follow them on Facebook. Now they were on WhatsApp. You know, they are not on Facebook anymore. They put on Facebook what they want me to think they are doing. Okay, that's the way they're doing it. So, anyway. So, I can also filter and to see only the document updates, only the list updates. I have all of these available on my mobile device. So if we go back, I have all my sites available. I have my Office 365 site available. I have we didn't change the My Site because the name was changing so often that we thought we would wait until the end of the conference to know the new name. So now we know it's OneDrive, and we didn't do the change yet. So if I go to my site, my OneDrive for Business, which used to be SkyDrive Pro, which used to be My Site, which used to be the acquired company. Okay. I can't track. You know, I try. We have a Microsoft trivia at Harmony where we check if you remember who was the SVP of Windows division between this year and this year. So anyway, that's a fun one. So if I go there, I can see some of my documents. So this is the documents I carry on. So for example, about this question. So you see this is actually a mobile app which has been designed for business consumers. So what I mean by that is, for example, I have cross-cut menus to keep the estate really open and a clean interface. Okay, so I have these menus here, which are my menus. I have the Yammer logon. So we are using the Yammer login SDK. We are using the button. We still have 2 logons right now. Soon, hopefully, we're going to be able to have 1 login for both Office 365 and Yammer. So thank you for the Yammer team. I think that's merit applause after 1 year of integration work. Thank you very much. I'm teasing these guys a little bit. You don't care, Regan, right? Okay, now he's not going to answer my emails anymore. Oh, my gosh, I made a mistake. I knew I made a mistake. Anyway, so we were talking about that. So I can now, if I got into my document, I have also a cross-cut menu, which is contextual about this document. What do you do with a document, in a SharePoint document? You open the document, you send an email, you do checkout, you edit properties, you're taking offline, okay? That can be useful. If you don't want to pay the $9.99 bingo cost for a one-hour flight back to Silicon Valley, you know, it's better to have offline, because to pay $10 just to see this offline document, or this document, may be too much. So I can also, if I'm online, I can open this with Office Web Apps. So Office Web Apps, and rather what you would see typically is that we would switch you to the browser, right? Where do you see Office Web Apps? You don't have Office Web Apps in a native app. Oh, you do. How did I put Office Web App in a native app? Any answer to this question? We have smart developers. I think you are a good candidate for this answer. No? Okay. He is modest on top of everything else. Okay, so we have loaded the browser within the native app, and we have started World Online. Don't say World Web App. It's World Online now, since the beginning of the week. And you got the World Online, which is actually doing a much better job than Page to view the Word document. So if you have, I don't author my documents on my iPad. Did you ever try to build a presentation on the iPad? I do it on my laptop. And then I want to be able to show it using my iPad. So I'm able to do it. It's a lot more fidel. There is much more compatibility and fidelity between Word Online and Word on the desktop, because there is one company doing both of them, and it's called Microsoft. So this way, I get on an iPad Word running in a native app. Okay, you guys are getting much better. Okay, we're gonna finish, because I can tell you guys are tired. This is the first day of the conference. You know, long nights. And you know what happened in Vegas? Stays. No, that's wrong. Stays in the heart of your loved ones. So keep that in mind.
But they never know.
You know, they know. My wife, I step home, and she's upset at me. And I said, what did I do wrong? Why? She just knows. She has the sixth sense to know that I may have done something which is not totally in line. So that's when I learned that what happened in Vegas stays in the heart of your loved ones. So I say, out of trouble. Okay, I go to the gym. And then I fell asleep. So this way, that's the way I do it. So now, if I exit the application, if I was in the browser, I exit the application, I'm in a browser, the browser get me to my home page, there is a news, Ukraine, like President Clinton talked about Ukraine, you know, it's great, we come to the SharePoint conference to learn more about Ukraine, and the conflict, and all of a sudden I'm totally messed up. I said, I thought I was working, and now I'm in Ukraine fighting against the Soviet Union, you know, what's going on? So I lose context. If I exit here, what's going to happen? Who can tell me, if I exit my Word document, what typically you do once you have updated a Word document and you saved it? Okay. And then you may want to share it with a colleague, right? You don't update documents, you know, just to keep them for yourself, unless you are writing your memoir. Okay, so I exit. And now I stay in context. I'm in the menu. And this way, what I can do, I can send an email as a link. Link or attachment, what you want to do. Depending, right? As you said, if the guy is outside your network. So let's say, if anybody wants to get, this was a blog post I have written. I can send it. That's another price. Anybody wants to give me, I can send it to, let's see, somebody here. Okay, he loves my emails. Okay, so this is it. I've done my job very quickly. I updated the document. I'm updating document. I'm sending links. I can do. In this case, there is no check-in, check-out. It's on my side, so this is very easy to do. Everything is happening on the fly, and this is intuitive. your business users or consumers. You know, it's hard to call them consumers. I'm trying to get, we got addicted to the user thing. And so our business consumers are now in context, wherever they go, they get their documents on their iPads, on their Windows phone, on their Android, Samsung phones. They can see who is updating the documents. They can look and say, what's going on? They can have a link conversation. Everything is being done on the go. Welcome to the mobile enterprise, okay? And with Office Graph, we're gonna be able to even enhance this experience to take it to the next level. And for example, one thing we still need to resolve to make sure if I've seen the appointment and I dismissed it on my iPad, I don't want to see it on my laptop, right? That's simple. That's humanizing technology, okay? There are only two choices. Either we humanize this technology or you become Google robots. So we will, and there is no voting. It's not a democratic process. Okay, I made my choice. Let's see. That's pretty much what I wanted to tell you. I want to finish up by taking more of your questions. With the Yammer integration with which app? On my mobile. Ah, you want to see Yammer?
Yeah.
Okay. Yammer. New version available. I need to upgrade. What do you think? We're going to ignore for now. Here it is. Okay, but here what I don't have a one-screen experience for all my apps. I don't have a one-screen experience for my Office sites. I don't have a one-screen experience for, I don't see my SharePoint, on-premise SharePoint updates. I don't see I don't have access to Link. With Harmony, I get everything in a single app in order to reduce context switch, increase productivity, increase collaboration. One thing, which has been consensus among the community, is that the SharePoint adoption, do you know how many, if you take an enterprise, let's say 10,000 users, you bought the Kyle license, the Office reps are very good at selling you Kyle licenses, okay? Now, how many active users in a typical organization after 3 years of SharePoint 2010, let's say, what is the percentage? Not according to Gartner or Forrester, what is the percentage of daily users on your SharePoint sites? Do you know the industry-wide standard? A guess. Anybody can guess?
20%.
Huh? 20%. How much? 35%. Okay, 11%. Forrester information in the last Forrester report on SharePoint adoption. Why that? That's called the... SharePoint is now a teenager. He's 13 years old, right? SharePoint started in 2001. We just celebrated the bar mitzvah of SharePoint recently. You guys missed it? Okay, you didn't miss anything. Boring bar mitzvahs. So you have only 11% adoption because of the uninspired user experience of SharePoint before Yammer came in, because of the context switches across all these applications. The adoption rate is low because the lack of integration with Outlook, like when you want to drag and drop, I didn't show you, and I will show that to you to answer the question. I will show you how I can, for example, take this document, okay, and I want to upload it on SharePoint. So rather than putting it on my task list, I simply take this, I have an Harmony window in every Outlook window, which typically all the plugins are only in the main window. We shortcut it. We went through every window. And what we can do, I have a favorite location, which is this ASPEC 2014 location. And look at how difficult it's going to be to upload that. We can count the click with me. Ready?
Yeah.
Existing document. Okay, I can make the same, an additional version, very useful. That's it. I'm done. It's up there. Okay, now if I want to send a link to, let's say I want to reply and I want to send a link, So they start working on the link because they made the scene of sending an attachment. You know, the original scene wasn't an apple. It was an attachment. Well, Apple could be seen at Microsoft. It could be seen as the original scene. Okay, I was paid to make that joke, so I don't think I deserve the applause. That was Regan asking me, he said, I give you $500 on a marketing budget if you can make this joke. I hope you stand by that, right? Okay. So look at it. What I can do also, sending a link, okay, sending a link is pretty tough. Okay? Drag and drop. I have my 6-year-old did his first drag and drop with Harmony when he was 3 years old. That's the way I educate my children. Okay? And that's it. And by the way, what you get is that you don't inflate your exchange server. And we have a customer which is saving 1 gigabyte of email volume per year. And with all the legal staff archiving discovery, that saved $10 per user per year. The Harmony was a self-funded project. They didn't need a budget. That was the first project where they didn't need a budget. It was self-funded. This thing is a cash printing machine, basically. Okay, just plug it in and wait at the end. So that's why I'm still here making these Polly and Doc shows, you know. So if you want to learn more, you can ask questions. But how to send an attachment. So that's complicated. Okay, so my 3-year-old couldn't do it. Let me show you why. I tried with my 3-year-old and that failed, I have to say. So we're going to do a new email. And now let's say, as requested by my dear friend. Bunti? Say that again. Bunti. Bunti is like Eden. It's a good thing. Huh? Okay. So let's say now I need to do an attachment. So I'm going to go to the favorite location. And I'm going to do something real smart. I'm going to press the Alt key. Okay, that's why my 3-year-old couldn't do it. And then I'm going to drag and drop. And here is an attachment. Okay, you get that in the free version. You don't need to drag and drop. Just go to Harmony. It's a free version. That's part of just being here. This way we get a couple more activations of Yammer. Log on your Yammer site so Regan gets the signal in his Office Graph. That's the way they implement all their CRM system. Okay, using the Office Graph. And we're going to come up also with an Office API version later on. If you want more jokes, you can follow me on Twitter, at Yakovc. If you want to buy stuff, you can email me at Harmony, and I will, go to sales if you want to buy stuff. Because you're going to ask me a discount, I know, and I can't say no. That's one of my weaknesses. I don't know how to say no. If you want to download Harmony for iOS, there is a free version, free of charge, read-only. You can get a good feel for it. You go to the Harmony site. We got an iOS version in the App Store. We get on the Google Play, we got an Android version for the gentleman back there with the Samsung Galaxy. That's okay, it's authorized here, right? You know, they don't even check. They used to check if you're not entering now they are very cool. It's a new Microsoft. I like the new guys, they are amazing, seriously. The bill at the beginning at the keynote was really good. So if you want, you can download. We have even a BB10, BlackBerry 10. That you can get there. You got an Outlook plugin for free with all the functionality I showed you today on our website with Yammer, all of the things, read, write. It's on our website, so you can go ahead. And you can sign for the Windows Phone beta. So I encourage anybody to do that. If you have any additional question, you can. We're going to also stay here with Regan. And I want to thank everybody to have such a lovely crowd with a lot of applause. You made me feel. feel much better. Thank you, everybody.